This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
The UK's vote to leave the European Union is raising questions about how America's business ties with the UK may change. We wanted to talk about that with Antonia Romeo. She is the new UK Consul General in New York and also Director General of Economic and Commercial Affairs USA. A big part of her new job is keeping ties with the American business community strong, which is a totally new challenge following the Brexit vote. Antonia, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So your appointment was announced in April. 2 months later, we had the UK voting to leave the European Union. So you started this job under very different circumstances than you might have expected. I mean, how much of a tougher assignment is it given the Brexit vote?
So in a way, what this has done is it has made the job even bigger than it already was. We are the US and UK are each other's major investors. Part of my job is to be talking to the investors out here, reassuring them that the British economy is open for business. We're a fundamentally very strong, highly competitive economy, and we want to bring US investment into the UK. And I also work across North America on the trade and investment side.
What questions are you getting from business leaders in America that are different than, say, what they would have asked before the vote to leave the European Union?
The key thing for us is to limit the amount of uncertainty. It's inevitable there's going to be a bit of uncertainty immediately following the vote. As you'll have seen, we had a new government form. There will need to be a plan to be worked up. We've set up a new department, the International Trade Department, under the leadership of Liam Fox, which is going to be determining our new trade and investment policy. So in the short term, my job is to understand from investors what that policy should best be from the point of view of the UK's relationship with the US.
Antonia, this vote was driven in part by people in the UK who just don't feel globalization and trade has done much for them. And we're hearing some of the same things from American voters on the left and the right. As someone whose job is to talk about the benefits of trade, how do you handle this attitude?
So I don't think that the vote was an anti-trade vote. I mean, obviously, there's a huge number of factors involved, but it was a vote by the British people about their relationship with the European Union, not with the world. So what this government wants to do and what my job is to do is to forge a bold, new and positive role for ourselves in the world as a major trading nation. We'll be looking to develop trade deals and agreements with countries outside the EU. As I say, the US is our number one trading partner. So therefore, from our perspective, that's going to be absolutely the top priority, which makes my job incredibly interesting.
OK. Antonia Romeo, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me, Mark.